Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Friday. Another fucking week of unfucking believable treachery that this country has faced, tyranny this country has faced, that we the people have faced from this fucking occupation, this international corporate mafia occupation. It's also the third day of September 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees for the Klamath Basin. And well, the smoky, I mean, yesterday evening it was just like, it was clear. 15 minutes later, the wind had shifted in the evening. The wind shifts around here, and it was fucking socked in. It is sickening, man. Oh, but that Delta variant, that's what's getting us, people. It's the Delta variant. Ain't the goddamn smoke don't affect the fucking lungs. Smoke with fucking toadstools and mistletoe and fucking every other poisonous thing in the forest. That don't bother your goddamn respiratory system. It's that Delta form of that fucking coronavirus that doesn't exist. It's never been isolated. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. We work at the ACULU. Here's what we think about vaccine mandates. Really, I don't give a fuck what you think because you're a non-governmental agency. You're just a common son of a bitch just like me. You put your pants on one foot, leg at a time, and you're committing treason against me. You're trying to remove my fucking rights. You have declared war on the people of the United States of these America, on the American nationals, and you've declared war on our fucking law that gives us liberty and freedom. You are my fucking enemy. You're an enemy combatant, and I'm going to rip your ass apart on this fucking article. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, let's do it, man. We work at the ACLU. Here's what we think about vaccine mandates. I don't really give a fuck. Come to my fucking house, 419 Ash Street, you motherfucking communist cocksuckers, and come and tell me what you fucking think about my rights. I don't give a shit about your goddamn civil liberties granted by a fucking unlawful fucking corporation. I'm talking about my goddamn rights. No vaccine mandate violates civil liberties. No, it doesn't. I don't know if it violates civil liberties or not, but it sure as goddamn hell violates the procedural due process clauses of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law of this fucking land, made so by we the people on December 15, 1791, when our representatives from the states fucking made it the supreme law of this goddamn land. We have a right to goddamn procedural due process before any kind of authority can be inflicted upon us. You understand us, you motherfuckers? Get your fuzzy-headed fucking faggot asses out here. Get your fucking guns and let's fucking do this shit. Bring your fucking army, motherfucker. You want a fucking war with the fucking people over our rights? The last son of a bitch that made that mistake got tossed out of this fucking country. I know that the goddamn Benjamin Franklin and those fucking treasonous motherfuckers that we have been taught to worship all our lives as our founding fathers went over there and sucked his ass, sucked his dick, sucked the fucking shit out of the fucking lords over there and became lords themselves. And it was agreed that they would come here and they'd write their fraudulent fucking goddamn constitution. But the people insisted on that fucking Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is what protects us from you, you motherfucker. It's called procedural due process. You can't order us to do anything without taking us through that procedural due process. And you can't do it as a fucking non-governmental organization clique, a fucking communist. You have to do it as fucking individuals. You have to file as fucking in your individual capacity. Come file against me, motherfucker, but you'd have to have a common law court to even fucking talk to me. I'm not subject to your fucking administrative admiralty. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national of these United States, of these Americas, and I answer to no motherfucking law but the fucking Bill of Rights. The goddamn law of this land. I don't answer to your law of the sea. We're not out on the fucking ocean, bitch, but you're gonna go there. At the ACLU, we are not shy about defending civil liberties. No, something that fucking creates a fucking discrimination or a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, you'll fucking get all over that motherfucker, won't you? But you faggots do not have the fucking judicial control over this fucking United States. No more than that fucking phony-ass Supreme Court. Or that phony-ass Attorney General's office, created in violation of the fifth article of the original Constitution, and everybody fucking knows it. That Constitution was never nothing but something to wipe your fucking ass on. Civil liberties problem requiring COVID-19 vaccine. COVID-19 doesn't exist. First thing you're going to have to put up as motherfucker when we do get our hands on your asses is you're going to have to put up the study isolating COVID-19 as a fucking virus, and it's never existed. And the study showing the immunities has never fucking existed. And the Delta fucking version and the Gamma and the Beta and all the fucking phony shit you've put together, the 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 still going to equal 0, and 0 is what's going to put that fucking rope around your fucking faggot ass neck. Vaccines in most circumstances. While the permissibility, what the fuck, you permissioning me, you fucking nobody son of a bitch? That's like the son of a bitch down the street. Okay, I need their goddamn permission to walk down the street. Come fucking do it. Make me get your permission, you son of a bitch. Your permission will be a bullet through your fucking communist fucking head. You have declared war on the people of these fucking United States and on our law. And you fucking son of a bitches, you have no authority here. You got authority in the Admiralty, and we're going to send you to a 200-mile swim. Get ready to go, motherfuckers. Our permissibility of requiring vaccines for a particular disease depend on several factors. No, it fucking don't. What you have to provide to me, you motherfucker, what I am guaranteed in that Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified fucking law of this country, it's ratified December 15, 1791, by my fucking great-great-great-great-grandfathers, is that I will have procedural due process before any kind of fucking action can be, any authority can be inflicted upon me. Plain and simple. And the only way you can begin that is to fucking step up as an individual in your individual capacity, and you better have a damage that I have done to you. And you better be able to prove that, son of a bitch. Because I'm filing against you too, you son of a bitch. And I can prove what you have fucking done. I can show your fucking treason. I can show your fucking sedition. And I can ask that goddamn court, that goddamn jury consisting of fucking 6 prostitutes and 6 dicks diggers to put a rope around your fucking neck and hang you outside the courthouse, you little fuckers. Bring it on. I'm tired of listening to your fucking mouths. What you cannot provide and what you are not providing and what you must provide is procedural due process. You cannot order somebody in the United States of America who is a fucking a national and not a member of your fucking army or a member of your fucking communist fucking government or a member of any fucking militia in the time of warfare. You can't order a fucking a free man to do any fucking thing. Look up the word free man and see what that fucker means. Means I'm fucking free. I'm at liberty. That means I do as I goddamn well please. And the only way you can fucking change what I do is through an individual filing in a common law court that I am fucking guaranteed. It is an unalienable guarant fucking tee. And you will take me through that fucking procedural due process. And better yet, I'll take you through that fucking procedural due process. And at the end of it, that's the only way an authority can be fucking created over an American nation, and you fucking know it, you communist piece of shit. So bring your fucking, hey, get your goddamn faggots all together. Bring them fuckers down here. Let's fucking do it. When it comes to COVID-19, there is no such thing as COVID-19, motherfucker. Show the fucking study or shut the fuck up about it. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fuck Goebbels. Fuck you, communists. All consideration points in the same direction. The disease is highly transmittable. Serious. I don't care if it fucking is. You would have to go to fucking court and provide me the procedural due process. I am fucking guaranteed by the highest law in this land. And you would have to prove that I'm transmittable to you or that I've transferred something to you, that I have done something to you. You would have to prove that something I did to you before you could get any jurisdictional authority to have me ordered to do any fucking thing that I don't want to do. It's called fucking liberty and freedom, you motherfucker. I don't care how serious it is. I don't care how big a fucking emergency you say it is. That goddamn procedural due process is guaranteed. That's what my fucking ancestors died for. So that little fuckers like you couldn't fucking punk a man like me. And often lethal. I don't care if it's fucking lethal. I don't give a shit what it is. I don't care if it's the bubonic fucking plague. You think you're going to tell me to do anything. You are going to order me to do anything. You have to follow that fucking procedural due process and that fucking Bill of Rights. And you have to do it as an individual in an individual filing. And I'm filing back against you. And when you can't fucking prove it, I'm going to ask that your ass be hung for fucking treason and sedition for trying to usurp the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute people's law of this fucking country. And we, the people, are the jurisdictional authority here. And our fucking guns by the billions and our ammunition by the trillions are what backs it. As you have unlawfully, in violation of our law, removed our common law courts where we could have your asses hung. We will reinstate them, motherfuckers. We outnumber you 10,000 to 1. And we will reinstate them and we'll hang you. But if you stand between us, because you are right now, you have declared war on us, motherfuckers. Come at us. We'll come at you and we'll fucking get the shooting fucking done and then we'll get those courts put back in fucking place. Hang the rest of you motherfuckers or else we'll take you out to the goddamn ocean and tell you to swim for that fucking admiralty you seem to fucking covet so much. You fucking piece of the shit. That's the only way a spineless little punk piece of shit could even assume that they could fucking make an American national do any goddamn thing that they want them to do is through fucking legal ease and through violation of the fucking superior law of this fucking land through the denial of the fucking procedural due process. You have to take me through procedural due process as it's lined out in that goddamn Bill of Rights. You have to meet every fucking criteria in that fucking procedural due process before you can get to the point that you can get me to in front of a fucking jury, and only the goddamn common law jury can order me to do any fucking thing. But they're not gonna. Because I've done nothing. You have to come forth with something I've done with you, and you have to prove it. And when I show you're just fucking wanting to try to fucking take control and power over me and tell me what to do without fucking giving me that fucking procedural due process, your fucking ass will hang for treason and sedition. Plain and simple. That's the key to it, people. The vaccines are safe and effective. Fuck you. I don't care. I don't care if it's a goddamn, I don't care if it makes me fucking high, makes me fucking feel good, makes me want to do fucking flip-flops and fucking cartwheels. If I don't want to fucking take it, I don't fucking take it. You can't order me to take it without taking me through the procedural due process I am Garrett fucking Teed, that my people fought and died to gain, to put into place as fucking written, ratified fucking law. And you fucking know what it is. You're fucking desperate, communist. Especially you old fucking creepy prick motherfucking communists. And crucially, there, there is no equal effective alternative available to protect public health. I don't give one monk's fuck about public health. When I go out into the goddamn public, people, you know I'm breathing carcinogens from other people's fucking cars, from fucking factories. I grew up fucking drinking fucking tainted fucking water from the goddamn bulk plants in this goddamn town that were leaking into the fucking water systems. Oh, but that's a price you pay for living in society. You stand up and bitch about what these motherfuckers are doing to pile up the gold. You bitch about them destroying your fucking environment that is a part of your life, that is your fucking culture. Well, that's just one of the things you got to accept to living in a society. Well, this is just one of the things you're going to have to fucking accept, motherfuckers. Because you have no authority. It's the guns now, motherfucker. Because you're telling me you're gonna march forward without authority, I'm gonna blow your fucking ass back with authority. With fucking righteousness. Doing my fucking duty for my people, for my fucking country, and for my individual free sovereign liberty. In fact, far from compromising civil liberties, we don't have civil liberties. We don't have bastard bitch. We're not little bastard bitches that the fucking government grants goodies or takes goodies away from. Our fucking rights belong to us. Our fucking jurisdictional authority belongs to us. Our power and our weapons belongs to us. Shove your civil liberties up your fucking communist queer ass. Vaccines actually further... compromising civil liberties, in fact, far from compromising civil liberties, vaccine mandates actually further civil liberties. How so? They protect the most vulnerable among us. Well, those most vulnerable among you, if they're vulnerable and I'm doing something to endanger them, then they better get their ass over to a common law court and they better make the charge that I am doing something to endanger them. And they better be able to fucking prove it. They better have a fucking isolated fucking virus. And they better prove that I got the son of a bitch. And that I'm fucking endangering them. Or I'll hang their fucking asses. You understand that? You little go along to get along motherfuckers like that little prick that was on the goddamn one of the videos yesterday. Preaching that communist shit in our fucking schools. You know, he lost his fucking job and everything. He was hiding in his spidey hole. Fucking scared. He looked scared shitless and he should be. We're coming for you motherfuckers. You think this is just talk? We're gonna fucking wipe your asses out. We've come to the point to better fucking dying on our feet than living on our fucking knees in front of pathetic pukes like you. Including people with disabilities and fragile immune systems. Again, you better find one fucking motherfucker that can say I fucking done something to him, or that I am doing something to him, and he better be able to fucking prove it. He better prove that I have something, and I'm deliberately trying, and I have to have fucking malice and forethought. I mean, there's such a thing as having intent. But I don't even have the fucking disease. And it wouldn't matter if I did. It's a part of going out into the public square. Just like breathing the car exhaust. Just like breathing the fucking shit that comes out of these factories. Just like breathing this fucking smoke from these goddamn fucking fires that you son of a bitches are setting so you can get more goddamn timber to build more fucking goddamn housing for more fucking invaders, right? If I go outside, I go outside. I know it's smoky outside. I know it ain't good for me because goddamn there's medical alerts about it. But if I choose to go outside, I choose to go outside and I choose to take the fucking risk, don't I? That's the way it fucking works. And unless I can find somebody that's fucking coming and putting smoke into my fucking lungs against my goddamn will, and I can prove that they're trying to fucking harm me, and I can give them procedural due process right up to a verdict from the goddamn common law jury, I ain't got a goddamn thing I can say about it. That's fucking life, motherfucker. Live it or fucking lose it trying to fucking take away my goddamn freedom. Effective. And crucially, there is no equality effect alternative available to protect public health. Tough shit. I don't give a fucking shit. I don't give a motherfucking shit about fucking everybody else in this goddamn country. I really fucking don't care. Unless you can show I've done something, I'm fucking free. I'm going to live my life in liberty. It's my goddamn life, not yours. And I'm not here to protect other people. No more than the motherfuckers lighting them goddamn fires. No more than the motherfuckers that fucking, with driving the car down the street, putting the exhaust out. There's no more than the goddamn factories pumping the fucking carcinogens into the goddamn air. No more than fucking Zantac fucking giving having carcinogens, people eat fucking carcinogens on a an approved fucking, with an approved fucking goddamn product that was goddamn a carcinogen. And they have put fucking, you can't put nothing in goddamn place that says I can't sue you, by the fucking way. All these goddamn, qualified immunities are fucking violations of my right to procedural due process. I have the right to file the fucking charge. And there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it, but accept it. If you're a fucking Star Chamber judge, you are guilty of fucking treason. You've already got a rope coming around your goddamn neck. But you cannot tell me who I can and cannot sue. You cannot tell me who I can or cannot fucking file criminal charges against. You motherfuckers. See, that was the act of that first fucking Congress in creating the Attorney General's Office and declaring, well, we're going to have the jurisdictional authority. Well, that's goddamn, that's what a king does. No, you ain't. That's what we fought to get rid of back in fucking 1775. They weren't fighting to create a new country. They were fighting to get rid of motherfuckers that think they could tell them what to fucking do. Who wouldn't mind their own business. Who wouldn't leave them the fuck alone. You're going to be sitting there with your last fucking breath when you're drawn. You're going to be going, I wish we'd left them motherfuckers alone. God almighty, look what we unleashed. And you are unleashing it, you motherfuckers. That's how it fucking works. That's why that procedural due process is put in there. Because the people over in old England, see, they didn't have it. It was the king's decree. The king could say, oh, chop off the heads of the fucking 12-year-olds because they got a runny fucking nose. And it was fucking just could be done. That's why we have the fucking highest law in the land. The highest law in the land allows us to take our fucking guns and blow your fucking heads off if you try to violate it. Which you were expected to try and violate it. We were warned you would try and violate it. And now you're in the final stages of trying to say, well, we're just the goddamn ruling class. We're your masters. You'll do what you say. No, I fucking won't. I will shoot you right in the fucking face. I will preserve that fucking procedural due process. That's what protects my fucking liberty. That's what protects my freedom. That is the fucking highest law in this land you're breaking, motherfuckers. That is the law that we killed to fucking goddamn obtain. And we're not giving it up. You're not taking the fucking people over. Give it up. Especially you ACLU fucking faggot motherfuckers. Protect public health. Fuck public health. You want to protect public health? Fucking you better get the fuck out of here. You go out into that goddamn world, you walk outside the door of your fucking castle, whatever's out there, you're walking into it willingly. You want to protect yourself, you think that I'm fucking something scary, and you're afraid to take me into a common law court, but you can't because none exists? You better stay in your fucking house. You better have the goddamn, you better put in a goddamn filtering system to make sure that nothing can get into your goddamn house, because you're breathing carcinogens any fucking how. Look at the fucking cancer rate. Man, in my grandfather's time, cancer was a rare fucking thing to be heard of. I think they called it consumption. And it was a rare fucking thing. You know how many people I've seen die around me just in the last fucking year? People my fucking age of fucking cancer because of that goddamn bulk plants down there. See, them bulk plants down there, they were making billions of dollars for Shell and fucking Standard Oil. Sitting on a hill. with their goddamn tank seeping down to the Williamson River, which is about fucking 100 yards. And then the pipes were running right fucking beside where the seeps were, so the water was seeping into the goddamn water, and these motherfuckers knew about it. It's been reported. Well, where in the hell is the goddamn, where's the CDC on that son of a bitch? You know, I just told you, oh, well, yeah, I believe that's the way industry is, you know, the industry can poison the fuck out of you, and hey, man, that's the price you pay for going out in society. You didn't have to drink that fucking water, even if you didn't know it was fucking poison. You don't have to go outside and breathe that goddamn air. You can stay inside and keep your fucking mouth shut. But if you go outside, you can't, who am I going to sue? Oh, I want this smoke fucking stopped. This is fucking with my breathing. I'm just going to just demand that the goddamn smoke stop, and it's going to stop. No, it ain't. The only way I can gain jurisdictional authority over anybody is to take them into a common law court. That procedural due process has to be followed. You got nothing. You have no authority. You are coming at me without authority, and you are attempting to fucking exercise fucking tyranny over me as a subject, and I'll blow your goddamn head off. My goddamn ancestors put this law in place for a reason. And it's so I wouldn't be a goddamn slave. So I wouldn't be a fucking subject to piss ant pukes like the ACLU, who cannot even exist in this country. You are a running violation of the 9th article of the fucking People's Bill of Rights, motherfucker. That is ratified fucking law. Ratified not by some pack of shit asses fucking appointees in fucking Washington DC. Ratified by the several fucking states and their legislators through Article 5 of the original Constitution. It's fucking law. It's the only fucking law in this country. And you're not just going to write something down on a goddamn piece of paper and say, well, fuck yeah, fuck the law, fuck your due process, fuck if you have it or not, I'm going to fucking seize you and I'm going to invade your fucking body. Give it a go, motherfucker. I'll invade your body with a fucking bullet through your fucking head. It's my goddamn right to. It's my duty to. I will not live under tyranny. You motherfuckers, we waited too long to do this shit, people, to the point to where we got, these motherfuckers are this bold to write this kind of shit, saying, well, I who am, hell, I'm just a goddamn fucking private lawyer for the British Accredited Registry. I'm a British fucking agent. The fucking Brits are back, boys! Better call the militias down and get rid of them son of a bitches again. Because you got the Brits here again, and the Brits are telling us, well, this is what the law's gonna be. This is what you're gonna fucking do. Forget about that procedural due process you put in place to protect your goddamn freedoms and liberties. You're gonna do what we tell you, or else we're gonna sick our fucking army on you. Sick the motherfuckers! We'll fucking plant them like corn! And you fucking know it. That's why you're getting the United Nations. I mean, you want to get them the United Nations. Send them motherfuckers. Everyone, we'll kill every fucking one of them. We'll fucking plant them. You send a million Chinese. A million Chinese go in the fucking ground. You are not going to take our fucking private fucking will away from us. You motherfuckers. It's just like goddamn this goddamn asset forfeiture bullshit. I'm going to just take your goddamn money. No, I don't gotta charge you. I take your fucking money, try to get it back. Boom! And pick it out of your goddamn hand, drive over your fucking head with my wheel as I'm leaving, motherfucker! Anyways, we're gonna take a break, I'll be right back, sorry I'm so upset today.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
The
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button and hit that fucker hard. Or you may call, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. You're coming to the fucking jungle, you cocksuckers. And by God, we know what our fucking rights are. We know you just don't walk up and tell us what to fucking do. You have no jurisdictional authority. And your admiralty jurisdiction exists only on the fucking sea, motherfuckers. I mean, that's where you're gonna go with to play your fucking games when this is, it's gonna be a game for us. Vaccine requirements also safeguard those whose work involves regular exposure to the public. Tough shit. You don't want to be exposed to those people? Don't go outside your goddamn castle. That's the free world out there, people. Now, a fucking decent person like I myself, man, and when I got a fucking cold or something, I don't go to the fucking store coughing on people. I send somebody to the goddamn store. We've always been fucking decent fucking people. We used to have fucking morality in this country, but it was fucking by choice. Not by fucking dictate from some fucking petty ass little fuzzy haired fucker who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of fucking hammers. Go fuck yourself, punk. You know that we got to get down to this part. Like teachers, doctors, and nurses, bus drivers, and grocery store employees, and by inoculating people from the disease worst effects, the vaccines offer the promise of restoring. They're not fucking vaccines. Quit calling them vaccines, you lying little prick. You've admitted they're not vaccines. It's made to change my DNA to try to make a fucking pussy out of me like the rest of the gun polishers in this goddamn country. Offer the promise of restoring to all of us our most basic liberties. Eventually, restoring? You mean you're saying you've taken our goddamn liberties? You want a fucking bet? I will exercise my liberties at will. And you come fucking with me, I'll put a bullet through your fucking head. That is my goddamn right. It is my duty to the law of this fucking land. Most basic liberties eventually allowing us to return safely to life. Those who would trade liberty for safety deserve neither and will get neither. And the people who fucking gave us this goddamn country put their goddamn liberty before their fucking safety, before their fucking lives. You want to be fucking free, you got to have fucking balls and you got to have a backbone. And too many people got their fucking freedom from the fucking blood and the fucking balls and backbones of too few of fucking people. Should have threw everybody out who didn't fight. Safely to life as we know it, in schools and at houses of worship and political meetings, not to mention at restaurants, bars and gatherings and family and friends. Oh, you're going to come to my fucking house, are you? I'll bring some people over here, motherfucker. They'll be glad to meet you, and you can see if you can exercise your fucking non-jurisdictional authority on them. Your fucking dictate. Your fucking goddamn communism. Shove your communism up your cunts. Here's why civil liberties objections to COVID vaccine mandates are generally unfounded. You know, fuck you. They are absolutely founded. You are not going through the procedural due process necessary to order anybody to do anything. You think you're going to do this by fucking, it's an emergency, we're going to dictate. Well, there is no allowance for that in the 9th article. Sorry. When you do that, you violate the fucking law. You violate the 9th article, which is fucking impressed upon the states in the 10th article. And then you violate the whole fucking package, which you know you're doing because you fucking declared war on the goddamn Bill of Rights the other day. Oh, we want to try to get your freedom. Fuck you. You don't got my goddamn freedom, bitch. I do. I'll die with it. And I'll kill with it. Vaccines are a justifiable intrusion on anatomy and bodily integrity. You know they're fucking not. You make your fucking case. File. The only way you can get fucking the fucking jurisdiction to fucking even make that goddamn statement is to go through the fucking procedures. You are not going through the fucking procedures. You are denying us procedural due process, which protects our goddamn liberties. You just don't get to say it and it's real. And you don't just get to say it and it's fucking law. That's what that fucking king tried. And he get, oh. And we should, I'll tell you what, boys that were back then, man, you fought a good fucking fight, and you did it for a good fucking reason, but you half-assed it. For Christmas, I'll buy you the other half of your fucking ass because you half-assed it. You did not destroy the motherfuckers, the same motherfuckers that were oppressing you in the colonies that ended up fucking being the goddamn rulers in this goddamn country. The corporate fucking elite. The era fucking stocracy. The queen's fucking men. And women. That might sound ominous because we all have the fundamental right to bodily integrity and to make our own health care a decision. You goddamn right we do. And anybody wants to fucking infringe upon that fucking right without going through the procedural due process outlined, and I mean you fucking meet every inch of that criteria and you get it to a fucking jury, only a goddamn common law jury can order anything but. Understand? You took the fucking courts away, but man, our ancestors knew what kind of low-life, scum-sucking pieces of dog shit you were, so they put that second article in there. We don't have to put up with you. We can just kill your fucking asses. You goddamn treasonous criminal motherfuckers. But these rights are not absolute. They are abso-fucking-lute. They are abso-goddamn-lute. That is the highest law in this fucking land. It's absolute, and you don't believe it is, come fucking eat a bullet. Bring your goddamn ACLU army of faggots over here and fucking eat a fucking bullet. Or which one of you fucking pricks out there in the goddamn Blackwater fucking USA mercenary force are going to come try and enforce this fucking attack on the people's fucking freedoms and liberties, huh? Because that's where we're at. Barrel to barrel, motherfuckers. They do not include the right to inflict harm on others. Well, if I've inflicted harm on another, that another has one option. And one option only under the fucking law of this fucking land. And that is to go and make a filing in a common law court according to the common law procedure and take me through the common law procedure and to a common law fucking trial. And win that fucking trial and have the goddamn jury fucking declare it. You just don't declare it, motherfucker. You're bypassing the procedural due process that keeps us fucking free. And we are not going to allow it. Our fucking ancestors fought and died so we could have it. That's what the original fight was over, remember? It wasn't over creating a new nation. It was over fucking fundamental rights and liberties. And we have absolute liberty in this country because we're the goddamn sovereigns of this country. We're not, I mean, fucking, we're not, there are no kings and queens here that fucking rule us. That we allow, we stupidly, and that's another thing I got against my goddamn ancestors, but fucking, once you had these fuckers whipped, you allowed them. You allowed them to create a fucking goddamn, that constitution. You allowed them to create a separate power from we the people who had just won that fucking war. It should have never been. We did not need it. We've just proven we didn't need it, didn't we? But the only thing, oh, it'll be limited power. We'll only grant them. We'll grant. You see, you understand what those words mean, fucking lawyer? I mean, attorney? You twisting little motherfucker? Allow. And I hear that word every day, and I hear them, well, we'll allow. You don't allow us to do shit. We allow you. We are the fucking kings and queens in this goddamn country. The people, the individual free sovereign is the king. And the individual free sovereign is the queen. And you go to usurp their fucking authority, you motherfucker, you get a bullet. Because that's how that goddamn king and queenship was fucking earned. It wasn't but from some fucking fraud where some fucking prick walked up and said, I speak for God and this motherfucker is the king. He gets to sit around like a fat ass piece of shit that he fucking is and gobble down fucking food as he orders people to be fucking killed because they can't work hard enough to fucking pay the fucking clergy to try to pray this fucker's soul out of purgatory. I mean, the most stupid fucking shit that could ever exist on this planet has existed. And we got away from it over here. And they're trying to bring it back. And we're going to stand. You're going to stand like a goddamn man. And you're going to fucking fight like a goddamn man. Or your ass is going to be marched into the sea with the rest. If you just sit idly by and watch others fight for your goddamn freedom, your ass will go into the ocean. You'll never enjoy that freedom. While vaccine mandates are not always permissible... Not always permissible. It's permissible only if fucking voluntary. You motherfucker. They are, rarely run afoul of civil liberties when they involve highly infectious and devastating diseases like COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. This fucking shit doesn't exist. We'll fight you over it, buddy. You motherfuckers, we know who we are and we know what you are. And you're not taking our goddamn liberty away from us. You'll fucking die trying, but you'll take shit. I don't care how many of us have to die. We don't care how many of us have to die. We will finish the fucking job this time, and you will cease to exist on this goddamn planet. You better get your Zionist ass over there to Israel and pray to whatever fucking demon you fucking pray to, because your fucking ass is going. Although this disease is novel, novel vaccine, it is not a vaccine. See how they come out, it's clearly established. It is not a vaccine. But just keep calling it a vaccine, Goebbels. If you keep calling it, no, it's not a vaccine, it's not a vaccine, it's not a vaccine. But they keep calling it a vaccine. Why? Why? We're just asking you to take a vaccine. We're not asking you to take these fucking, sRNA and so that it can change your fucking DNA and make a little cunt out of you as a man so that we can fucking take you over the ditch and put a bullet in your head without having to fight you, because we're scared to death of you and your fucking guns. And we're scared to death of you and your fucking knife. You're just fucking scared to death of balls. You fucking piece of shit. Mandates are not. School health care facilities, the U.S. military, and many other institutions have long required vaccinations for contagions against the fucking law they have. This is what happens when you let shit entrench. After fucking that son of a bitch and traitor, that goddamn Abraham Springsteen fucking issued that fucking order for fucking martial law and was not hung, along with everybody else that was fucking working around him and working with him, you fucking allowed it. And then you continue to allow it. And it entrenched to the point to where they'll say, long required vaccinations of contagious disease. You can't require shit from me. To require anything from me requires you to take me as an individual through that procedural due process outlined in that fucking Bill of Rights, which protects my goddamn liberty to do as I goddamn well please and be left alone by you and everybody else, as long as I'm not violating another's rights and going out in fucking public and farting, when I go start my car, I'm releasing carcinogens out into the goddamn air. And when this goddamn fires, you light. Cause you wanna log all the big timber because the timber prices are up. I'm having to fucking breathe that. When I go out the fucking door, I make the choice to breathe that fucking smoke so I can go down to the fucking store, don't I? That was always their answer, man. When I talk about the pollution, like driving into Denver at night and just a fucking orange haze. I mean, just fucking nasty. And bitch, well, that's the price you pay for living in a civilization, son. Well, I guess you're fucking right. It is, because I can't find an individual that I can fucking put the blame on for something that they did to me, so I can't prosecute. That's why this fucking law is so fucking strict. That's why the Bill of Rights is so fucking strict. So that a handful of fucking goddamn people with money can't get together and fucking enslave the fucking people to their fucking will. You're not my will, Bezos. You, Zuckerberg, can suck my dick. And you goddamn Bill Gates, motherfucker, you little piece of fucking dog shit, you hide scared all the fucking time because you know what's fucking coming. You know the numbers. You motherfuckers can sit here and you can play these fucking games, you can write these phony fucking articles, you know the numbers. We're gonna cream your fucking ass. And when we get done, the first fucker that even mentions anything outside of the fucking common law is just be beat by the fucking crowd right on the fucking spot. Beat to death. We're not gonna live like this. We will not be your slaves. You will not exercise authority over our will. We will not live by your will. Fuck your will. But we will prosecute you, and I can prosecute you as a fucking individual real fucking easy for what you're doing, each and every fucking one of you right fucking now, and you know it. Easy. I get you hung in fucking a half a fucking hour. I could get your ass hung. You've signed your name to your fucking treason. U.S. military and many other institutions have long required vaccination for contagious diseases like mumps and measles and poses. That's why they always had to put the religious exemptions in there, or just the fucking I don't want it exemptions in there. They've required the hell out of it. But you could tell them no. And they, I mean, at the beginning of this bullshit, lying ass fucking COVID shit, they told you that. Well, you can't force vaccines on Americans. No, by God, you can't. You give her a fucking go if you think you can. And fucking we'll see how much death is caused by fucking your phony ass COVID-19 or your phony ass fucking thoughts that you can regulate our fucking second article, that you can judge our second article. You can't. You do not have the authority. You can't get the authority outside of the fucking common law fucking jurisdiction, motherfucker. You got a problem with my fucking gun? You got to me and you go to court, son of a bitch. And you better show that I have fucking done something to you, that I have damaged you, that I've committed a crime against you, a civil crime, or else I'm going to fucking prove that you're just fucking trying to fucking remove that Bill of Rights so that you can fucking rule over me as a goddamn slave. And then I'll guarantee you them goddamn, that's them six fucking prostitutes and them six ditch diggers will string your fucking ass up in a New York second. They're gonna want, and you march your guy. You keep pumping the goddamn fucking cannon fodder in here. We're going right past them. All we got to do is get within 1,000 yards of your fucking asses, and you motherfuckers you'll fight the war this time. Somebody else ain't gonna fight it for you. You can pump them all in here you want. We only got to get rid of a fucking handful of you motherfuckers. The rest of these little fucking cockroaches will fucking, they'll fucking slither out of this country. They'll get across that goddamn border so fast. They'll look like a goddamn wind blowing. You won't even see them. And you goddamn son of a bitches down there on the border, you're fucking traitors too. You are fucking facilitating invasion of our sovereign country in violation of your fucking oath to protect and defend. But then again, you're working for the corporation. You're not even goddamn border patrol. You are goddamn Blackwater private fucking goddamn security. And you're there to assist in the invasion of this country. So that makes you an enemy combatant, which makes you a dead motherfucker. You're all gonna fucking get wasted, man. And it's gonna be done by the fucking law. We are going to be within the bounds of our law. We are going to be enforcing our fucking law. It's not going to be no goddamn revolution. It ain't going to be no goddamn civil war. It's going to be simple enforcement of the fucking people's law by the people. You think there ain't enough of us to do it? You fucking come on into the jungle, motherfucker. Poses far less risk. Pardon?
Soon, I hope.
God damn, the sooner. Please, soon. I'm sick of living like this shit. I mean, we're sitting here. We're not afraid of you, you motherfuckers. But you hide in your little shitholes, like that little fucking freak on the goddamn video the other day. Did you see him in his hidey hole the next day? Didn't want nobody to know where he was. Looked like he fucking was scared to fucking death. And he better be. You think you're gonna come and institute communism in this goddamn country? You're gonna run up against some fucking real fucking Americans. Some Americans who are not going to fucking surrender their goddamn freedom for a fucking communist fucking dollar that ain't worth nothing no fucking how, or for your communist fucking utopia where you fucking rule and I fucking am the ruled. We are all individual free sovereign nationals, kings and queens. And these fucking kings and queens will fight for their fucking kingdoms and queendoms.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know who else? It's been a long time.
I don't.
That Snake Gate. I've never heard enough from him in a long time.
You're breaking up, brother.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was saying we haven't heard anything from that Bill Gates, that snake, in a long time. Where has he been hiding?
No, we haven't. And another thing I haven't heard in a couple of days is about those goddamn, the treason that was just committed. I mean, just like the goddamn, that derivatives fraud that was, back in 2008. That they committed fucking blatant, fucking the highest treason that you can possibly commit by fucking aiding and abetting the enemy and fucking giving them goddamn weaponry during a fucking war. I mean, goddamn it, that gets you put up against the wall. I mean, no fucking, There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're fucking guilty as fucking sin. The timeline, the 31st was of August was when the war was over. Before that, the war was on. And they're still calling, saying that they're our enemy and the war is on. But they called it's a war. We're at war. What happens if you fucking, if I go and I take and I give hand grenades and I give fucking goddamn RPGs, I give fucking goddamn rifles and fucking ammunition and fucking armored personnel carriers to the fucking enemy during a war? What happens? I mean, fuck, if I take a picture of a fucking submarine inside just to try to fucking, what the guy was fucking, he was trying to fucking bring to light some fucking criminality. He's 7 years in a brick. You do that during the goddamn war, you give the goddamn enemy fucking weaponry? You motherfucker? That's blatant. That's the highest fucking treason you can commit. There is no higher. Your ass goes against the wall and you've done it. I want to see you fucking deny it. See, they completely quit talking about that. I mean, I haven't heard one fucking word. Now it's all about this call that Biden got. This call from the fucking, what was supposed to be the Afghani puppet that we put into place. He got this call and told him to make things look better. He told him to lie. Ooh, what a terrible thing. That's almost like Cuomo, who fucking killed people. And what did he use? Oh, he used the Bill Clinton fucking plane with his dirty cigar fucking defense. Had a bunch of fucking women fucking come out and say, oh yeah, he touched me, rubbed me, humped me, fucking whatever you want to say. And then he resigned, and now he's not gonna, he should be facing goddamn murder charges, shouldn't he? Did he kill those people? He goddamn sure did. Same thing with this shit that's going on right here. These motherfuckers committed the highest treason that can be committed, and they're talking about a goddamn phone call. Well, he could get impeached over that. Impeached my ass. Your ass goes against the wall when you can admit that kind of goddamn treason. And this is the second time they've fucking done it. Because Obama did it in fucking Iraq, didn't he? Same fucking scenario. Those guys didn't surrender. That's why they're not talking about it. That's why they're trying to confuse you with those. All these people that are coming here, they want you to think they're bringing people. None of these people have fucking passports. None of these people were the interpreters. All those people they fucking trained are over there. They got the goddamn equipment they were trained on. They're fucking running it right now. They got a hell of a fucking army now. Provided by what was supposed to be their enemy. Provided by the fucking son of a bitches in charge of the corporation in fucking Washington. You dirty fucking treasonous. Dog shit eat. That's treason. Highest treason you can commit. And they're not even talking about it. They're doing everything they can to cover it up. But the facts are the fucking facts. While we were at war with the fucking, sovereign nation of fucking Afghanistan, you motherfuckers in the corporation, you provided aid and comfort and fucking weaponry to the goddamn enemy. That's treason, motherfucker. Like I said, I'd be surprised at how many people were fucking of that seven. You know, they got them boys in the fucking ground pretty goddamn quick. I want to know what kind of bullets were in them. I want to know if they were shot with one of them M4s or one of them fucking M16s. I want to know if they were killed with an American grenade. I want to know how they were killed, if they were killed with some of that ordnance that these fucking traitors gave to the enemy. And then they embraced the fucking enemy after they surrendered. And now they want to send fucking aid over there to them. Oh, but there's one little batch that's fighting up there in the fucking goddamn South. And I mean, it's a little batch, and we have to back them, guys. We have to send aid, more aid into there. And you're never going to get away from this fucking shit until... hell with that. Until you fucking destroy these motherfuckers. These are communists. They planned this shit for hundreds of years. This is Albert Pike shit. This is goddamn the fucking crown heads of Europe and the Rothschilds gonna make us back into their goddamn serfs and their slaves. No, you're not. You're not making me one. I'll fucking fight you, you fucking pricks. And there's a lot more like just like me. There's so many chomping at the fucking bit. There's a lot that just seen what happened here. There's a people that, I mean, there was like this Colonel Missy Missing yesterday, and there was an article on him, you know, big whiff shit. I mean, a goddamn blind man could fucking see this. And just because, oh, one guy had a little, tried to act like he had a little conscience, you were still a part of it, you son of a bitch. You were still a part of the fucking fraud. You were still a part of a UN army that was fucking against we, the people, and our fucking freedom and our liberty, trying to remove it. We understand what happened. We understand that you committed blatant fucking in-your-face treason during wartime. That gets you killed. That is a fucking, that's capital offense, motherfuckers. Anyways, I'm tired of yelling, guys. I'm going to call it a week here, and we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But man, don't let this die. Keep screaming it. Keep screaming it. What about these motherfuckers? What about this treason they committed? This blatant fucking treason. Is that treason? Is it treason to give fucking aid and comfort to the enemy during war? Is it or not? Well, yes, it is. Then didn't they do it? Yes, they did. And do not stop. Do not stop pushing it. Do not stop screaming it at anybody you can. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!